White, J.E. White, Rochester, New York, December 16, 1868. Dear children, Edson and Willie, we are at the present time at Elder Andrews. We are very weary. We rode last night in the cars and slept but little. When we arrived at Rochester, we found Brother Lamson waiting for us at the cars. He took us with his team to his house. We had a heavy snowstorm last night. It is pleasant today. We are anxious to see you, and anxious to get to our new home, which we have not yet seen. We met Sister T. Temple. Yesterday she attended meeting at South Lancaster. The Lord gave us the burden of testimony, and many were deeply interested. Several were convicted. Sister T. mourned with true sorrow that so many years had been wasted through inactivity in the work and cause of God. Dear children, every day that passes into eternity brings us one day nearer our heavenly home. It is ours to fight the battles of life in such a manner that we may win the crown of glory. We are every day losing or gaining in spiritual knowledge. We have had a checkered experience during the 30 years of our religious experience. We have learned that we must be advancing or we will be going back. You both prize highly the beauty of integrity, and you have decided to cultivate it. But when put to the test, the trial may be greater than you thought, and you may be in danger of discouragement. But keep steadily to the point. Let nothing swerve you from your duty. You will make a success if you will be persevering and patient and determined in your efforts. Temptations you will meet to allure from your grand purpose. But oh, how dreadful it would be to fail. As young combatants for the crown of eternal life, you may both win. But you will, in the providence of God, meet with test upon test. If you bear the proving of God, rich will be your reward. Jesus has provided strength for you, whereby you may overcome. You are to trust Him, to believe Him, to love Him, making Him the first and best in everything. It is impossible for you to retain uprightness and untarnished integrity amid the manifold trials of life unless your souls are in harmony with God. Faith in Jesus, precious Savior, will bring to you help and strength and power. Ever be loyal to your sense of right. No motive can be sufficient to move you from the straight path of duty. Never sell your principles for money, for position, or for friendship. Jesus has claims upon you. He has bought you with an infinite price. Surrender yourselves wholly to Him, soul, body, and spirit. Lay upon His altar a living sacrifice. The neglect of cultivating moral principles opens the door for entire apostasy. Cultivate the traits of character wherein you are deficient. Jesus, precious Savior, is your ever-present help in time of need. Jesus wants you to be happy. Mother.